Now, where do you stand on the cannabis debate? One of those who's definitely for its legislation is the Northeast so-called ganja granny. Pat Tabram, who lives in Spennymoor, has told hospital bosses that she believes so heavily in the drug's medical qualities that she'll be bringing food laced with cannabis with her when she checks in to have a kidney operation. The 69-year-old has publicly advocated the use of the drug in the past. She faced evidence from her home and also eviction as well, and she was also ordered to do 250 hours community work. This was last year after she was convicted of growing and possessing cannabis. She's due to be admitted to hospital soon, but she refused to take NHS prescription drugs as she blamed modern medicine for a host of illness. And now she's going back, as I say, into hospital. She says that she's going to cook her own special dishes and take them with her.
No, I want to go in and have the operation. All I need is to be pain-free. And when I went to see my doctor, and he's not the only doctor who said it, consultants have said it, cannabis is the best analgesic in the world. I take 0.1 gram per portion of food, and I have three portions of food every day, so that if the pain is really bad, I can up it. But the most I could take in a day would be five portions, which is 0.5 of a gram. But I want to be able to be pain-free. If I'm going to die because I won't take modern medication, but I need the operation, I'll have the operation and I'll pay for my own medicine. I'll prepare it before I go into hospital. I'll have soup, casseroles, pies, cakes, you name it, drinks, hot chocolate. And I just want to be pain-free.
Does make it right, though, does it? County Durham and Darlington NHS Foundation Trust says it'll have no choice than to call the police. It's issued this statement.
Although the Trust can't comment on individual cases, if there was a suspicion of a patient bringing an illegal substance into one of our hospitals, it would be something we couldn't condone. The Trust has a duty to protect all patients, and as such, all drugs on NHS premises have to be prescribed drugs. That's to ensure we safeguard patients, and these drugs are kept under lock and key for the protection of all patients. If the Trust was to become aware of a patient intending to bring an illegal substance into one of the hospitals, we'd feel it necessary to take action to prevent this. If the Trust found a patient to be in possession of an illegal substance, we'd be duty-bound to report the incident to the police.
Let's talk live now to Don Barnard, who's a member of the Legalise Cannabis Alliance. Don's with us on the programme this morning. Don, morning to you.
Good morning. What
do you think of Pat Tadram's actions then?
Well, I think Pat has every right to be able to use her medication. The problem here is we're talking about illegal drugs and the Trust talking about illegal drugs. What we should ask is, why is there such a concerted effort by the National Health Service and researchers to use pure THC in hospitals for research, and yet they're not prepared to consider, and I would say this is a great opportunity being missed by the local National Health Trust.
Hang on, you said THC. Can you just explain what that is?
Well, there are THC, which is often referred to as cannabis, is not actually cannabis. It is a pharmaceutical substance that is concocted in a laboratory, whereas what Pat Granny is talking about using, or Pat, is being able to use a substance that alleviates pain that doesn't cause all the side effects of these medicines, prescribed medicines, that we're referring about. So I think the question we should be asking ourselves in this particular instance is, when does a drug become a medicine? You know, the bottom line is the Trust is in a difficult position. She, Gran and Pat, has told them that she intends to take the cannabis into their hospital.
Well, they don't believe they're in a difficult position. We've heard the statement there that they will contact the police.
Yeah, the difficult position that they are in is that how are they going to know whether the food that Granny actually brings in will contain cannabis? Are they going to test all their food? But the bottom line is, it's prohibition that is the problem here. You know, if this drug was prescribable, such as Sativex, for example. Now, if one takes Sativex into a hospital, it is an illegal substance. So we're now talking about and moving into illegal substance without a license.
Do you know of people who've gone into hospital with food containing cannabis before then, Don?
No, but I do know that when I had an operation in hospital, I used to smoke cannabis in the smoke area, and no one complained about it way back then, in 10 years ago.
Very interesting. Do you think this sort of case gives the drug good or bad publicity then?
Well, I think the bottom line is we must now start looking at the positive side of cannabis as opposed to the negative side. You know, there is research going back 100 years showing that THC or cannabis is suitable for certain problems, including analgesic. Now, I personally...
Not according to the government. They want to upgrade this from a Class C drug to a B, don't they?
You're not talking about the government. You're talking about a few individuals in the government who lack the knowledge about cannabis and basically using it as a political football. It really, really is time that people sat down and looked for the facts. And a quick search of the internet, you will find it extremely difficult to find any of the allegations that have been conclusively proven.
Do you support Pat Tabram's actions?
When you say, do I support Pat, I think Pat, in this particular instance, shouldn't have told the hospital, because if one mentions the word cannabis today, normal, rational people end up frothing at the mouth lunatics, you know.
So do you support Pat Tabram's actions?
Yes, of course I support Pat. You know, I personally use cannabis for medicinal uses and for social uses. The difference between Pat and myself is that Pat uses it specifically for medicinal purposes. I use it to get stoned, and I enjoy it. One of the side effects of getting stoned is it alleviates the pressure and the pain that I suffer on my neck from spondylitis, which is a form of arthritis. What the trust should be doing, in my opinion, as I said at the beginning, it is a missed opportunity for the trust to ask the Home Office for permission for Pat to use the cannabis during her stay in the hospital and do a research on it, because at the moment there is no research being taken place using the natural cannabis in its natural form. And until such a time as that takes place, this is a really a non-story.